Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sorry to bring you the bad news, but it's over. The New York Giants season has come to an end as Daniel Jones is not playing against the Miami Dolphins, and there is a growing sentiment amongst those in the know that Daniel Jones is done for the year. We'll get into it with you because that part's not confirmed, but it's a big, big deal right now that your starting quarterback may be done for the year with an unreported, publicly at least, neck injury. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Ken? You think because you get us 1 point last night at UBS Arena, you can wear an Islander hat all day?
Yeah, well, the Islanders gave me the hat, so I'm wearing it. And I look good, and the building's fantastic. The team sucks, and we had a great time out at the UBS Arena
last
night.
Here's the problem. Craig and I got there about 10 minutes late because of traffic.
Not bad, by the way.
Which means we never saw the Islanders score a goal.
Right, that's right.
So I don't even know if it actually occurred, to be honest with you.
No, we did not see the Islander goal. We did, however, see the Sharks 2 goals, but I got them a point. I talked to Matty Martz after the game. He thanked me for getting them a point.
Did he?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact, and apologized he didn't score a goal. I was there. But obviously, listen, this is big news, and it's news that now impacts the short-term, obvious, but the long-term future of the New York Giants. The Giants are major underdogs now to the Miami Dolphins. Mike Glennon in his last 17 games as a pro might mean nothing for what happens on Sunday, but it's a stat that is worthy of hearing, is 2-15. This is not a good football team anyway, offensively. They only scored 13 points last week, and that's with Danny Jones. They fired their offensive coordinator. So offensively, we recognize, even when healthy, for whatever the reason is, this team has been a mess. Now Daniel Jones, and they've been very cloak and dagger about it this week. If you talk to Danny this week, I'm great. Looking forward to playing on Sunday. You talk to Joe Judge, not sure if he's playing. And then, of course, you get the news today. Now, there is a growing sentiment, unconfirmed, that the Giants know a lot more than they're revealing to the public. And it's beyond just this game. There is the possibility, and I know I got to be coy about it because it is unconfirmed, that Daniel Jones might not play again this year. That whatever's ailing him, that apparently is not bothering him all that much, it seems, won't allow him to play football. Meaning doctors fear that being tackled on a football field would create a significant injury. You know, who knows what it might be, but you may have seen the last of Daniel Jones as the Giants starting quarterback.
It's crazy.
Like, that's on the table now.
It's crazy how this thing unfolded, where it felt to us like the injury came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because he played.
Well, it played, and there was no discussion of an injury on Monday morning or Monday afternoon. There was nothing. It, like, all of a sudden just popped up a few days ago. Oh, Daniel Jones is bothered by a neck injury. Now we're keeping an eye on it. Oh, he's not practicing. Daniel says he's good to go. Joe Judge says we'll see. And then you hear he's ruled out because, quite frankly, he wasn't cleared to play. Daniel Jones wanting to play on Sunday is irrelevant. He wants to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he is a tough guy. This is not about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, what matters, and I believe Joe Judge when he says this, is that the doctors are making the call. And if the doctors aren't going to clear him to play, he's not going to play.
And it's very specific what they did say. He has not been cleared for contact.
Well, that's playing football.
Right. So that means that whatever happened to him with his neck against Philly, that did not stop him from playing and being tackled.
Because nobody knew about the injury on Sunday.
So the way I see it, and please stop me at any point of this little bouncing ball diatribe, he gets hurt at some point during the game on Sunday, but not significantly enough for him to complain about anything. You wake up the next day, the neck's sore, there's something going on with the neck. So, of course, you immediately go to the trainers and the doctors. You feel like, hey, I played in the game. Yeah, my neck is a little stiff or sore, but I can throw the ball without, impediment, right?
Right, right.
I feel like I'm going to be fine. Let me play. The doctors run a battery of tests. I imagine an MRI was a part of that test, although they've not announced that. And a medical doctor, not Joe Rogan, not, some kind of Fergazi shaman in the Bronx. A medical doctor came out and said, whatever we just saw on the film of your neck, you are at risk of blank if you play football. Therefore, we are not clearing you to play football. And when it comes to the neck, that is a serious thing.
Now, go back to Sunday.
All right.
So he feels something. It probably happened on the second play of the game. They ran an option play, had an awkward slide, took some contact. He feels something in his neck. There's an easy reason for why Daniel Jones would not tell anybody. Go back to the Dallas game earlier this season when it was obvious that Daniel Jones took a massive hit, had trouble kind of balancing himself, was pulled out of the game. That's when we saw Mike Lennon. Daniel Jones knows as soon as he says something.
Yeah.
And I think this is actually interesting about the NFL today in that players want to play.
If I complain, they got to take me out.
And you know, if you say, hey, look, I think something's wrong with my neck, there's a chance you end up in protocol. There's a chance you don't play again. And so I wonder if athletes in general, not just Daniel Jones on Sunday, unless things are horrific, are going to just not say a damn word.
Yeah, and I get that competitive nature of
it. Totally. Now, things are different Monday morning, though. Because if you still feel that pain Monday, then I think at some point you are going to say something.
Listen, he came in on Monday. Either he was one of those guys that it was obvious to everyone that his neck wasn't moving around. He was moving his body without moving his head. Someone noticed it. He said something. However it got to where it got, it got there.
Well, other day he did an interview outside. And you could say, Evan, you're looking too closely into this. Maybe I am. He did an interview outside. And he's talking to all the media members. And he was so gingerly moving his neck.
Okay,
to
you saw
at reporters that you could see he's not healthy.
So here's the rub on it now. Mike Glennon's not leading this team to the playoffs. No disrespect, Mike Glennon. He's just not. And you all know that as Giant fans. Now, contractually, you're in an interesting spot with Daniel Jones. He's still on that initial 5-year deal. The way his deal works, just to be clear about it, he is under contract for next year. They have to make a decision on the 5th year of the contract, the option year, and they have to decide that before next year begins.
By May of next year.
So it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but listen.
And do you know how much money it is?
How much?
$23
million. Yeah, well, listen, so you know the answer, right? They're not giving Daniel Jones $23 million
and the reason why
in year five because he's not worth it.
Well, and you know what else, bro? Like, here's the reason why you don't. Because let's say you say no to the 5th-year option, and he is your quarterback next year, which is a different story, and he's great.
Sign.
You franchise tag him.
Right.
You keep him. You know what I mean? Like, when you decide to say no to year five on the option, that's not you admittingly saying, boy, this guy stinks, he's never going to be back. But beyond getting to the 5th-year option, what you have to ask yourself is, is he going to be the quarterback next year?
If he
doesn't play another snap, you threw it out there. Hey, this guy could be done for the year.
And I'm not making that up. It's such a weird thing. It's like, it's not official. I'm not saying any Giant player or representative has said it. I'm just telling you what's being said around the situation.
Are you talking about the carpenter?
No, but I saw that. No. There's apparently a John Maris carpenter said well before anyone else found out that Daniel Jones had a problem.
Yeah, this carpenter predicted he's out for the year. Now, I forget the story. I don't know if it's John Maris carpenter or it's a guy's carpenter who knows John Maris. Bottom line is this. The carpenter may be right.
Carpenter's one for one.
If Daniel Jones, and I don't mean to laugh because I hope he's not out for the year. I hope he's okay. But if he is out for the year, this Carpenter is going to get an Adam Schefter contract.
Listen, here's the, to me, this brings up everything else that you wanted to, you thought you might be able to wait till January to discuss. This team is dead now. This team is done. This team is not good enough to win games with Mike Glennon at quarterback. They're barely good enough to win games with Daniel Jones at quarterback. So you now have to have the conversation you thought you might have to wait until January to have. Who else is done? Are we cleaning house? Who's next to go? If Daniel Jones has played his last game this year as a New York Giant, which is now on the table, it's on the table. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether the Giants want to admit it or not, they're being very hush-hush about whatever this neck injury is. Daniel Jones may have played his last game as a Giant. I know he's played his last game most likely for this year. So if the year goes into the trash can, which it's most likely going to do, let's get at it. Or I want to give Positive Pete an opportunity here. Positive Pete is the guy that says, I don't miss Daniel Jones.
we're going to be better.
I think we might be better off without him. Shut your mouth, Carton. We're going to beat the Miami Dolphins. They're not that good. If you're one of those guys, I respect and love the hell out of you. And I'll take those calls with you today. And we'll have fun with you. So I don't want to represent this only negative here. Maybe Mike Glennon becomes Mike Effin White for a week. I don't know. Maybe you beat the Dolphins.
Well, that is entirely possible for a week. For a week. Not for an extended run. But the idea of Mike Glennon, who has started four games in 5 years, and he lost all of them last year for Jacksonville, and he's 2-15 in his last 17 games, and yes, he's 6'7", and he's got the size. The idea he's going to go on some kind of crazy postseason run is very unrealistic.
Maybe he'll be like Jeff Hostetler and take you all the way to the Super Bowl.
But winning a game is not like the craziest thing ever,
right,
if we're being fair.
If you told me the Giants beat the Dolphins 10-7, all right, yeah, sure, why not? Ooh, let's enjoy that, because I know it'll happen. And there's a part of me that wants it to happen because then us Jet fans can rip Giant fans for their Mike Glennon enthusiasm like they ripped us for our Mike White enthusiasm. Because don't get it twisted. If Mike Glennon leads the Giants to a win, it could be 3-0 against the Miami Dolphins. Every one of you is going to say, we're in the wild card hunt.
Well, no. Yes.
Mike Glennon's our guy.
Yeah, well, no, hold on. How did the Giants win last week? A game you have dismissed all week long.
Defense. Well,
they won because of their defense.
Jalen Hurts had four interceptions.
All right. Okay. Thank you. If the Giants win that way, and that's how they're going to have to beat the Miami Dolphins, if Tua, who's completing 80% of his passes the last 2 weeks, regresses and goes back to being the Tua you and I think he truly is, and the Giants win an ugly 13-7 game, no one's going to wax poetic about Mike Glennon.
Mike effing Glennon.
We're going to wax poetic about the Giant defense.
What would you do if, let's say Mike Glennon does have a decent game. Throws a couple touchdown passes.
I hope he does.
And the New York Giants win.
Yes.
And what would you do if Devontae Booker came out afterwards and said, yo, that's Mike effing Glennon right there.
I'd be happy.
Get it twisted.
I would be very happy for my friends who are Giant fans.
I'd be very happy for them.
I want to be clear. I want that to happen in the worst possible way because I want Giant fans to call us next week, you know, waxing poetic about the performance of Mike effing Glennon. I'm dying for it. I am so rooting for the New York Giants to win this game and for Glennon to be a big part of it.
But in fairness to all of this, Daniel Jones has not had a great season. Daniel Jones has not been the guy you envisioned he would be in year three, especially with better offensive weapons around him. The bar is not that high for Mike Glennon, just like it was really lower for Mike Effin.
That's why I want Glennon to have a great game. I'm a Giant fan this weekend. I am rooting. I like to see the Dolphins lose.
And
you Giant fans should be Jet fans this weekend.
Of course they are.
Because we're playing the Eagles. So it's a kumbaya weekend.
Keep this in mind because you said something interesting and it could turn out to be true. Daniel Jones may never quarterback another game for the New York Giants if he's out for the year.
Yeah.
I find this interesting. Maybe you will find it interesting. Daniel Jones' career record as Giant quarterback is 12-25. Sam Darnold's career record as Jet quarterback was 13-25.
How about that? Sam Darnold had a better career in New York than Danny Jones.
That's what I was, that wasn't the point. The point is it's been the same.
Well,
that's my point. It's been the same. And Jet fans, maybe because of where we were drafting, made the decision time to move on. That's why. If this truly is the end of Daniel Jones, if he misses the last six games of the year, you got to ask yourself, after 37 games, did you really see enough to bring him back?
Well, we'll get into all that with you. 877-337-6666. There is a chance this weekend. Well, we know what's happening. You have Mike Glennon quarterbacking for the Giants, Jake Fromm backing him up. You've got Gardner Minshew possibly starting for the Eagles against Zach Wilson and the Jets. This is not quarterback central. This is not the two games
Craig,
the NFL is going to be looking at.
Even if everybody was healthy, this isn't quarterback central.
Tua, Glennon, Wilson, and Minshew.
Yeah.
Ugh. We'll get into it with you, though, throughout the afternoon. 877-337-6666. The blame pole has been greased, and it's back in the studio, as it always is, Friday at 5 o'clock. We'll go through who you blame for whatever you got a problem with. And, of course, we went to the Islander game last night. Almost saw a guy get run over by a car last night on purpose. First time in my life, yeah. Some douche in a black pickup truck tried to run over one of the parking attendants last night leaving UBS. I've never seen that in my life before. It was ugly.
I don't want to defend the person, but the parking situation at UBS, less than ideal.
Not great. Not great.
Not worthy of running someone over.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
not
great.
Yeah. Much like the Belt Parkway at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. Good. I mean, there's no time that's a good time for construction, so I can't bitch that they were doing it at 11 instead of like 3 in the afternoon. But there ain't nothing like that Coney Island backup, buddy. Ain't nothing like it. I almost got off and went to Brooklyn Roots and had some meatballs and a drink.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'm knee-deep right now in the middle of a ongoing dispute with Rachel Luba.
You and Luba?
Oh, it's active. It's active, baby. It is active right now. Wow. Back and forth we go on the DM.
What's it about? What are you two arguing about?
She wants credit for setting the table for the Max Scherzer contract.
Oh, my God.
She got for Bauer.
Why are we still having this argument?
Well, because she, by the way, as you've seen, she engaged me.
Listen, I
didn't engage her.
I don't know if I'm
But off. I'm your Huckleberry.
I don't know if I'm off about this, but while the Trevor Bauer contract was very unique in its signing last year, and it was a great contract for him, good for her, why would you want to continue to bring attention to the human that is Trevor Bauer?
Right.
The attachment to that contract is a guy who was on administrative leave for most of the year and is being accused of rape.
Right.
Like, why would you want to bring attention to that guy?
Right.
Because talking about that contract brings attention, well, to the guy who got the contract. And the guy who got the contract is Trevor Bauer.
I'm knee-deep in it right now, Evan.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
For you or her?
I think, she has this chip on her shoulder about being a woman.
I understand, by
the way. So what I'm writing to her now is I'm sure the chip on your shoulder has enabled you to overcome obstacles I know nothing about.
Yeah.
But it may also hinder you going forward, and I do know something about that. I'm trying to be a big brother to her.
You're giving her life advice.
Yeah, I read a lot of these things on rocks in the back of Sky Mall on the last trip I took, and I'm trying to use that Sky Mall logic on Rachel now. So,
do you think this ends with you guys becoming friends?
Oh, we're going to be great friends. By the way, she might become my agent.
You never know.
I don't currently have an agent. I don't use an agent right now.
Oh.
And I'm thinking maybe Rachel Luba. That way I can help her redo her website and have two clients on it.
What do you think the architect's going to think about that contract where you get an opt-out after year one, but you can opt in a year two?
Oh, yeah. I got to concentrate on the show, and I'll get back to my active conversation with Rachel. I said you can't be sensitive, dude. Like, you're better than that.
Now, this is a private conversation, correct?
Oh. It was?
No, I asked that because
it's DM,
I'm asking that because I'm sure there are people on Twitter who are saying, I don't see it. So
it's
the
private.
Reason why.
Totally private.
I just want to explain that to anyone who's feverishly on Twitter saying, where is this conversation? To DM.
No, it's a DM. I should have.
So apparently, Rachel Luba slid into your DMs.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Is that the correct term?
That's right. She slid right on.
Okay. Well, good luck.
But happy to chat about this as opposed to lengthy texts. Lengthy texts.
Trying to take it offline.
Yeah, I'm going to give her my number. My number is... Mm-hmm.
You think she'll call you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I send her this picture of me in an Islander hat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think she wrote me like a novel, by the way.
That's good.
Still trying to get through all this.
He's engaging with
Meanwhile, Daniel Jones might be done. Daniel Jones might be done. And for all the wrong reasons, neck injury. Here's Danny and Mystic Connecticut. Great movie, Mystic Pizza. Danny, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Diehard Giants fan. It's been a tough, tough couple years. I know you guys opened your show talking about Jones and what would happen to him next year with the fifth-year option.
They're not going to give him the option because, as Evan pointed out, there's absolutely no reason to give it to him. If he came back next year and played and killed it, they franchise him, and there you go. So let's just put it out there now. Guaranteed, they're not picking up the option.
Yeah, I guess my question then is, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on, is if they decide to move on from Jones, which is something I want, I often ask myself, where do you go? Because with the salary cap hell, I know you have two first-round draft picks, and there's not a good quarterback class. Well, it kind of puts them in a bind.
Dan,
I think they're kind of stuck
Dan,
a lot of ways.
I've
heard this a lot, and I understand why I've heard it a lot. The New York Giants are in salary cap hell. Okay, they even restructured a deal 2 days ago to create a little bit of room. I happen to think it's greatly overrated, and here's why. If they make a trade for, let's say, Russell Wilson, who I think is the obvious target, I'm not splitting any atoms by bringing him up, but let's say you make a trade for Russell Wilson, he's going to get a brand new contract right out of the gate.
And that new contract may give you a very friendly cap number in year one. You can also make moves to clear cap space. I'm not suggesting this individual player, but just to give you an example, because I want to supply specifics, James Bradberry could be cut and could clear like $15 million in cap space. So the one thing I want to make clear is this idea of the Giants are in cap hell. They can't get a quarterback. Don't even mention it. That's not true. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not. So my answer is, you don't have to agree, I'm going after the best quarterback available.
And remember, the Giants, because of past failures and you know, certain moves that, you know, Gettleman did make, the New York Giants are sitting on two top 10 picks right now. So if you're going to go down that road, worst case scenario from a Daniel Jones perspective, and that is he has played his last game as a Giant, and it's a fair question for you to ask, where would the Giants go from there? I don't think you would be in the draft. I think you would be okay. Is a Russell Wilson, is a Deshaun Watson, is a blank going to be available? Do we have the goods to go get him?
And you do.
You do.
You do.
There are three teams that have the goods draft-wise, and one of those teams has no interest, and that's the Jets, because they believe they have their guy in Zach Wilson, right?
Are they going to believe that by the end of the season?
I'm talking today.
Okay.
All right? The Philadelphia Eagles have the capital.
Spot on. They have
and
three.
The New York Giants have the capital.
The Eagles have three first-round picks.
So the Eagles have really kind of been on the fringe of Deshaun Watson from Jump Street, so it would not shock me if they try to go down that road again. I guess I got to put the Dolphins in that mix because I do believe the Dolphins still want Deshaun Watson once everything is officially settled. But, you know, Tua is also playing great right now.
The problem Miami ran into, and this is why I think they needed to seal the deal on a Watson trade earlier, is all the draft capital we talked about them having, they no longer have. In fact, they don't own their own first-round pick. They do have a first-round pick. It comes to them via San Francisco. That's a lot later in the first round. But last year when we talked about the Dolphins and the Jets battling it out for Watson, they had the capital, more capital, to pull it off. They don't have that anymore.
No, the Jets have it, and you made a good point. Yo, are we going to get you? We have, what, eight games left? Seven games left? Are we going to get to a place after these seven games where the Jet brass says,
Right.
I don't know. But I know the Giants have the capital, too. So, fair question. It's a little premature because we don't know. And here's the other thing. We don't even know publicly what the injury is. We know it's neck-related. That's all we
know.
But
you know what we do know, Craig? Here's what we do know. He's not that good. Are we not there yet? I mean, can we all just come clean about
this? I'm not there yet.
Dude, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, my answer to you was, I don't know. I kept saying that. It was an honest answer. I don't know. Aren't we at the point now, late in year three, he's had an injury every year of his NFL career? That matters. Let's not dismiss that. Aren't we at the point where we do know he's not the guy? What are we doing here?
I think there's still a small segment of Giant fans that haven't come to that conclusion yet. I think they're, because you see these little glimpses, and obviously
it's year three, Craig.
I understand that.
Only past little glimpses.
Does he have an offensive line? Has he had a running game? Like, there are, I could, as you could, if you wanted
sure,
to.
Sure.
We could argue either side of it, right?
You
could.
Do you think that Daniel Jones has been equipped with more weapons and an offensive line? Do you think he's been equipped better than Sam Darnold was over the three years he was here?
Yes, but to me,
you do.
But that's not the argument.
I'm framing a different argument. Yeah. What's the problem?
No, right. That, to me, I don't care about that. I have to look at him in the vacuum of what are the New York Giants.
No, but I'm asking you, is he the guy?
I have to lean towards no, but I'm not there 100%.
Why are you not, if you're admitting that he was equipped with more weapons than Sam
Darnold?
Because
I don't care what I don't compare him to that.
No, but you came to the conclusion. What made you come to that conclusion on Sam and not that conclusion on Daniel Jones?
Whole different ballgame.
Well, no, I'm asking you. What are you seeing?
I never saw any competence out of Sam Darnold.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
And with Danny Jones, we've all seen it. We've seen a couple games where he's like, wow, that dude protects the ball, has a great arm, makes good decisions.
Bro, we saw the same thing from Sam Darnold.
Dude,
there were moments.
I told you the day I met you at my house back in October of last year.
What?
What did I say to you? That's the worst quarterback I've ever seen with these two eyes.
The first thing you said is, it's going to be 2-7. That was the first thing you said.
I did say that.
And I said, 7?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
From now on, you'll have to talk to my agent, Rachel Lewis. I criticized their whole website.
Well, after she took that well.
I said to her, you can't have a client section and not list your clients.
That is true, though.
You don't have any.
Well, she's got Puig, doesn't she?
She has Puig. She has a softball player and a couple pitching coaches or something.
Yeah, Bauer can't even count anymore.
Well, no, he's a client, yeah, and she did get him $100 million.
I wouldn't list Trevor Bauer.
You have to.
Why?
Because of the contract.
I get it, but I wouldn't want to associate myself with Trevor Bauer. Would you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
But I also respect loyalty and friendship.
I do too.
So,
but
you and I feel a certain way about Trevor Bauer, much like there are people that felt this. No, I can't. That's a
don't
bad comparison.
Don't do it.
Bad comparison. I'm not going to. As much as I think Trevor Bauer is a scumbag, right? I'm not going to knock someone who loves him dearly, supporting him. I can't. But I think he's a total scumbag.
I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
That's fine.
Here's Eddie in Wantagh. Eddie, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I think we all should selfishly look forward to Mike Glennon playing so well.
Okay.
That will be the vehicle to get the great Mike Francesa come on this show and talk about how he has prognosticated for years that this guy is the next coming.
He always loved Mike Glennon, I'm convinced.
Mike Glennon's 2-15 in his last 17 starts.
I've always been convinced that Francesa loved Mike Glennon because he won him money in the Belk Bowl or something like that. That could be my only reason.
He won him a bowl game, maybe?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, by the way, in addition to Daniel Jones, the Giants have also ruled out Adoree Jackson, Caden Smith. Those of you that don't know Caden Smith, he's a tight end that never catches the ball. Linebacker Trent Harris. Sterling Shepard's out again. Sterling Shepard's listed as doubtful.
That's pretty much out.
He's out. And Kadarius Toney listed as doubtful as well.
The one guy
back. He's almost like OBJ Light.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. He just doesn't stay on the field. The guy they got back that is significant is Logan Ryan. Getting Logan Ryan back, I know this defense has played well recently, but getting the veteran leadership back of Logan Ryan's a big deal, but they didn't get any extra help on offense. And here's the other problem, and we haven't talked about this, and I understand why, because it's kind of boring to talk about a specific offensive lineman. The Giant coaching staff thinks Nate Solder's awesome.
Come on.
That's a problem.
They can't.
All week long.
They can't.
Why is Matt Peart not playing? Well, because Nate Solder is so good.
He's so good. You know what that means?
What?
He's going to be catching a touchdown pass this week. That's what that means.
Great. It means they think Peart sucks.
Yeah. It also means they think Peart sucks. Yes.
But it's tough to imagine Matt Peart being that much worse than Nate Solder.
You know that in the last 2 weeks, offensive linemen have as many touchdowns as wide receivers for the New York Giants?
Yeah. Still awesome. More than poor Kenny Galladay.
That is awesome. Kenny Galladay said Freddie Kitchens will take his input. So you have to expect Kenny Galladay to get 4 or 5 targets this week.
Were you offended by that?
Was I offended by it?
Were you, as a Jason Garrett apologist, which you sort of are, were you bothered by that comment?
Was I bothered? No. I'm not. To be honest, I was not bothered by it. I thought it was comical.
I think it's fine. I think he's right.
I would
how
say
do we
this.
I know how open Jason Garrett is to
ideas. I'm not bothered
ideas.
By it. I would say this to Kenny Galladay, who stole the money. I remember the last time while Jason Garrett was here that Daniel Jones did throw you the ball and you forgot how wide the field was and you were standing on your own merit out of bounds to catch a ball that would have been a first down. I remember that. I remember you arming a couple balls across the middle. I remember you missing a bunch of games.
Giving up a block and saying, yeah. I'm out.
I remember
saying,
the Kadarius Toney, a little swing out pass catch where you have to block one dude. And if you do, it's going to be at least a 20 or 30 yard gain. And you made a business decision not to block anyone. Mm-hmm. I remember that. But hey, if Freddie Kitchens wants to include you in offensive game planning, I think that's fantastic.
I'll take the L on this if it doesn't work out. I think Kenny Galladay is going to have a huge Sunday. The Dolphins blitz more than any team in the league.
But now you got Mike
Glennon,
though.
He's not going to be that much safety help. He's going to get a lot of man coverage.
He's going to panic. He's going to have, twinkle toes.
I get it. The quarterback isn't ideal, but it's not like Daniel Jones was lighting up the world.
No, but he was not. But, I mean, Daniel Jones, I hate to say it.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac. And I'm not one to come on the radio and make these big, grandiose predictions unless I truly believe it. Like, I believe Chris Bryant's going to be a Met. I've said that for months.
Yeah.
I believe that Kenny Galladay is going to have a big performance to catch touchdown
on Sunday. That's such an arbitrary thing because
why?
Let me ask you a question.
It's not arbitrary. I just told you
Let me ask you a question.
I gave you football reasons.
Did Kenny Galladay play last week?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Was Freddie Kitchens the offensive coordinator last week?
He was targeted a bunch of times last week.
How many balls did Galladay catch last week?
He didn't catch a lot of balls, but he was targeted a bunch of times.
Isn't the goal to catch the balls?
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying,
he didn't catch a lot of balls.
Wasn't he
targeted? And now you have a backup quarterback throwing balls.
I understand.
Yeah, so you know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
There's going to be one happy guy this week on the New York Giants offense.
Who's that?
Devontae Booker. He's finally going to get his run, right? Because you ain't thrown the ball 35 times.
Oh, he's just checking down to Mike Glennon and Devontae Booker all day?
Dude, this game reeks of, 10-7. Because the Dolphins' strength is their defense. The Giants' strength by default is their defense.
No, I agree with you.
Like, what are we doing?
You said the final score is 10-7? Is that
maybe
what you just said? Okay, so that means the Giants are scoring a touchdown.
Oh, I had them kicking 3 field goals. And getting a point, for showing up.
that's how I did it. Oh, so you have them winning 10-7.
No, I take that back. I don't know. I want to pick the Giants
Craig,
in the worst
Craig,
way.
I just want to make something clear. Yeah. Me saying Kenny Galladay is going to have a nice performance and score his first touchdown of the year is not equal to me saying the Giants are going to have a big offensive performance. Someone has to score if you score.
He hasn't scored a touchdown yet this year.
I'm fully aware.
And you think his first touchdown is going to be against a very good defensive team with a backup quarterback who's 2-15 in his last 17 games.
I just told you why.
That's the week he's breaking out.
100%.
They're not playing the Jets.
Dude, they targeted him 7 times last week. Like they
How many catches did he have?
3.
3.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that he was more of a focal.
Let me ask you a question.
Joe Judge went to Kenny Galladay real quick. Joe Judge went to Kenny Galladay. I don't know if you heard this story. Went to Kenny Galladay. I think it was on the team charter. And said, we're going to get you the football.
We're going to get you the football.
We're going to get
you the football. Oh, so now we're kissing Kenny Galladay's ass because we gave him $40 million. He hasn't earned it.
You're damn right.
We're going to get you the football. Well, I mean, no one else is on the field healthy. Might as well throw him the ball.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're making my point for me.
Okay, so other than Darius Slay, is the Eagle defense amazing?
No.
Because I agree Darius Slay is a stud, right?
Right.
Other than him, they're not amazing.
But this has nothing
to do. Is the Dolphin defense pretty good?
Yeah, they played incredible the last 4
so
weeks.
So you know what the Dolphin defense is going to do to Mike Glennon because it's what they
do. They're going
to
blitz more than any
blitz
team in the league.
Jesus,
safeties are going to come home. They're going to get to him a bunch of times, and Mike Glennon will have a few opportunities with Kenny Galladay in man coverage in which Kenny's going to make a couple of plays. I didn't say the Giants are putting up 30 tonight. I said or Sunday.
Thank God you didn't, smoke drugs before you came on the air
I'm
today.
I'm merely saying Kenny Galladay is going to have a big performance on Sunday.
Hey, Big Mac, I feel so much better.
One guy.
Evan didn't say the Giants are scoring 30, which, by the way, they haven't done in God knows how long.
A long time.
Haven't done in the last 2 years. I know that. By the way, can you check? What was the last game the Giants offense put up a 30 bonus?
Offense.
Offense.
Okay, you're going to have to look that one up because one of the games they got to 30 a couple years ago
was a defensive or special teams.
They also got some defensive points, so you got to be careful when you get this answer because they had a game last year.
Under Jason Garrett, they never did, so go past last year.
That's my point, though. They got to 34 points. I think they scored on defense.
Yeah. I know for a fact it wasn't last year.
Right.
So you got to go back to 2019. Right?
Yes. So the Dallas game, just to confirm, Kyle Fackrell had a pick six.
Yeah. So go to 2019 for him because I know under Garrett they didn't. And obviously the one game under Freddie Kitchens.
The Washington game, 41-35.
41-35.
In overtime, yes.
In overtime.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they had over 30 in regulation.
Wasn't that the Chase Young game, as we like to call it?
Yeah.
The game in which Giants fans Chase wanted Young, to lose so they could get Chase Young.
Right.
And so they won the game in overtime.
All right.
On a touchdown pass, too. Caden Smith.
Full circle,
full
baby.
Full circle.
That's what we do. Blame poll coming up at 5 o'clock. Don't forget, we have a new segment next Wednesday called Wag on Wednesday. Have you booked our first Wag guest? No or yes?
No.
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 Have you made any contact with any Wags to have them on the show?
I've reached out to several Wags, actually.
You have?
Yes.
Like, how many have you reached out to?
I would say at least 20 by now. I'm going with the top wags first.
Yeah, why do you
the Gretzky's of the world?
Maybe you should find out how Deion Sanders booked the.
I've already reached out to her.
You did?
Yes.
I'll tell you that story coming up.
Brittany?
It's a fascinating story.
Ooh, hotline's ringing. Maybe it's a
Deion Sanders trying to teach young ball players real life. And I support it 100%. We'll explain it to you coming up. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. It appears for now my active conversation with Rachel Luba has come to an end.
Oh, no.
Unless she's, like, typing feverishly because she has written me a lot today. So there you go.
How'd it end?
I said, I'm on air between 2 and 7 Eastern, but happy to chat. See, I don't like texting. I hate it. Right? But happy to chat about this as opposed to more lengthy text.
And what was the response?
Well, I just wrote that.
Oh, so we'll see how she responds.
Well, if she calls me, if not, then not. There you go.
I don't think she's calling.
No, I think she will call, actually. I think she will. Yeah.
You tell yourself that, Cowboy.
Also, if you think I'm sensitive to criticism, that's laughable. I'm a female in this industry. It's all anyone does to me.
Yeah, she's right about that, though.
Yeah, but I never referenced her being a woman.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying I understand that she must get.
Like, I'm not patronizing her for being a woman.
No, I know you're not, but you can imagine the criticism she gets.
Yeah,
you know
I don't. That's not me.
I didn't say you did.
Yeah, so we're not all the same. All shock jocks on the radio are not built the same. That's all.
Yeah, some go lower than others.
Right. He can go low. I can't go low. Okay, whatever.
They go low, we go lower.
I mean, that's my philosophy.
No, I know.
Always has been. I love engaging in that regard. Please, someone, please attack. Say something.
I know.
877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.